Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour Gamma Ray Gala. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio Studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Fort Myers to Kansas City, Miami to Boston, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
How are we doing, everybody? How is life? This is going to be a very special show. If you listened to the show yesterday, you know that today is my final show here at CBS Sports Radio. On Monday, I start a new project over on SiriusXM's Mad Dog Sports Radio channel. And so today will be a hell of a party to go out in style. All right? I got my boys with me. We've got Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. We got Andrew Bogus the Bogeyman standing by as well. We have Pat Boyle behind the glass. And because time is a flat circle, Peter Schwartz is on headline today, and he was on headlines the first DA show here on CBS Sports Radio, January 2nd, 2013. So we just fast forward the clock, and as much things have changed, nothing actually has changed. And that's a beautiful thing. Coming up this morning here on the program, we'll talk about last night's Thursday night football game, a win by the Lions. Also, we will look back at the last three 12 DAs of Christmas number ones to try to get to the bottom of what's the greatest moment in show history. We did the number one to the 12 DAs up until 2019 yesterday. Today, the final three over the last 3 years. Also, this morning on the show, it's open phones. And so I want to make sure you guys have the floor as much as possible over the course of today. I will try to get to as many phone calls and tweets as possible. You can hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, and on the phones at 855-2124-CBS. Also, it's a Target Demo Friday, and so we'll release the Kraken one final time. And if you want to send your well wishes, say farewell, remember one of your favorite moments, or whatever the show is meant to you, you can send it in tweet form today, DA on CBS, one final time. And I'll read those, kind of have an extra large jumbo version of Target Demo Friday coming up later on in the morning. We'll start at Lambeau last night, where the Packers are almost never underdogs, at least not in the last 30 years since Brett Favre gave way to Aaron Rodgers and now Jordan Love. Very rare to find the Packers a home dog. And the Lions, we think they're supposed to be good this year, but take some time to really see if you can rise to the challenge and grow as an organization. And yesterday, last night, was unquestionably a statement from the Lions. The Packers have been the bullies of this division for a really long time. And the Lions, as we know, have been sad sacks for a really long time. And last night was one of those moments that you see in the growth of an organization from loser to winner, where they take the lunch money, they stuff you in the locker, they are the bullies. And the way the Lions harassed Jordan Love last night and the way they pounded the rock running the football was indicative of a team that was ready to become the bullies of the NFC North. It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Lions knocking on the door now. First and 10 from the Packer 24. Goff takes the shotgun snap back. Wants to throw over the middle. Got a man wide open. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Kansas City is a tough place to play. Lambeau, tough place to play. So, I mean, we've won in these 4 weeks. We've won at one of the two toughest places to play in the league. So for us, that tells us no matter where we're at, I mean, we have the capability to win.
Love, hard count, Lions don't bite. There's the snap, fakes the give, sets in the pocket, throws over the middle, knocked up in the air, intercepted by the Lions, come back the other way, Jerry Jacobs, picks up a block at the 15, Jacobs cutting back at the 10, Jacobs spun down at the 7-yard line, a takeaway for the Lions. Sets them up with great field position, and the Lions, already leading 17-3, have got it back.
I think it happens when you have to cause a first half like that, where you couldn't, you got nothing.
I mean, we suck, Pete. I mean, we got our ass kicked. If I knew, it wouldn't have happened.
Matt, they didn't blitz until the last.
That's a BS question, man.
Fourth and goal from the 1 for the Lions. Goff up under center. Single back is Montgomery. Goff takes, turns, gives to Montgomery. Straight up the gut. Fights his way in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. David Montgomery powers it home, and the Lions extend their lead.
I didn't realize this, but that was David Montgomery's first time to get a win against the Packers, so that's pretty impressive. And then three touchdowns, first time that we've had a Lions running back that's gotten that here at Lambeau, so that's pretty impressive.
I thought I played better throughout the rest of the game. Hope it's up to your standards.
You played a lot, man. Okay. You played very well, dog.
Okay.
I
didn't know it was a poor man's anything, but
he hears okay. That. He's listening.
I heard about it. That's all.
Spicy.
Call him out there, Dick.
Andrew.
Receipts.
I didn't do it.
Matt Ryan's a pretty good player, too.
Matt Ryan's a hell of a player.
I told him.
Giving you a hard time. I appreciate it, man.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Well, it was a party last night. You heard Lions Radio Network with Dan Miller on the call. You also heard Amon-Ra St. Brown, head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur, getting testy. Lions head coach Dan Campbell enjoying the win. And Jared Goff teasing Ryan Fitzpatrick on the Amazon Prime set, as Fitzpatrick had called Jared Goff a poor man's Matt Ryan, which is kind of interesting considering they were both #1 overall draft picks. But last night there was a drive, there was a moment where the Lions truly flexed muscle. And I said, okay, now they're the bullies. The Packers had closed the gap to 10 after a touchdown, 27-17. This was beginning of the fourth quarter, right end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. And Lions got it back starting on their own 25-yard line and proceeded to go 14 plays, 75 yards. And the drive looked like it stalled at the 1-yard line on fourth and goal. Now you're up 10 already, okay? So at this point in time, you kick the field goal, you can go up 13, meaning a touchdown and a field goal can't tie, meaning you push the Packers and Jordan Love, who had problems all night offensively, into having to score 2 touchdowns to beat you. And the easy play there would have been take the chip shot field goal and make it a 2 or 3 possession game. And instead, Dan Campbell said, let's go for it. Fourth and goal from the 1, let's go for it. Now you get stopped and you're up 10. That could be a massive play in the game. And the Packers then have a chance with a touchdown drive to cut it to 3. And David Montgomery, that he had done all night, punched it into the end zone, and it extended the lead to 17. That was confidence, that was execution, and that was, we are the aggressors here. We set the tone. You chase us. we're not coaching or playing scared. I thought it was a big statement. I thought it was a big symbol of where the Lions are. An impressive night, an impressive win, and the Lions have officially become the bullies of the NFC North. Rare is it that teams go to Lambeau and win, even rarer in the division to go to Lambeau and win. And certainly for a Lions franchise that has been the stepsisters in the division to everybody at some point in time over the last 2 to 3 decades, feels completely different. I give the Lions a lot of credit. All right, 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. A couple of notes here on my final show. I would love to wave the Wizard of Oz wand and just pick up everything here and drop it right at my new home. The D'Aliens, my crew, everything about this home for me. But unfortunately, that's not how this business works. And these guys here are just too damn valuable to CBS Sports Radio. And so I'm saying goodbye to some of my best friends and some of the most talented people I've ever worked with or will ever work with. And I just want to salute them because their support for this show and my vision and me has made this thing cook. And for the D'Aliens, I know not all of you will come with me because that's not real life. I hope many of you do, and I embrace you with open arms, and I will do everything in my power to make you feel at home at my new home. But if you want to stay here at CBS Sports Radio, I completely support you because this has been my home for 11 years, and these are people that I love. So there is no bad answer here. You are given two, I think, wonderful options, which is why I want today to not be frustrated, angry, sad. I know I disrupted your rhythm. I know I disrupted your schedule. I know I disrupted your routine every single morning, and for that, I apologize. I realize what this is. You wake up every day, you have the same routine. Bop, 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 bop. I flip on the show. Bop, 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 bop. I listen on YouTube. I listen to the podcast. And I am disrupting that. But today is really just about a wonderfully upbeat, energetic thank you. Because as I said yesterday, not a lot of people get 11 years in one spot in this business. We started January 2013. We're now nearing the end of 2023, and this place let me do everything I ever wanted to do. So I've got nothing but gratitude and happiness and joy for what I just experienced and everybody around here. So with that, I'll take phone calls. I just want to open it up for the rest of the show for you guys as much as I can. One of the guys I've gotten to know over the last few years, he's a man of such high integrity. And I feel really blessed that he loves this show because I feel like it's a reflection that this show is worthy of somebody of this type of DNA. Is Mac and Bear in Delaware, and he joins us to lead off the show, which is very appropriate. My man, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, GA, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call today. And, you know, it's a somber day, but I just wanted to say I want to say thank you. Thank you for, you know, always listening to me, and thank you for just, you know, hearing me out. You know, I just want to thank CBS Sports Radio also because I love the show. I love, you know, love all the guys there too. But I just want you to know I wish you the much success. And I told you a long time ago, you're Hall of Fame class, and I don't want you never to forget that, you know, hey, we all love you. For all the D'Aliens brothers and sisters of mine, we love you, man. And, you know, it's going to be hard. The mornings are going to be hard. But we know that you're going to be in a better place, in a good place. And I just want to say, you know, thank you. And, it, you know, like, hey, it's been five major things in my life this year. And Mraz leaving, you leaving, the death of my friend Brooks Robinson, my son getting married, and my son graduated, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, just listening to me for all those times. And, you know, you've always been a pillar of light and hope, and I appreciate it, and I'm sorry that I'm, you know, about ready to lose it, but that's all I got to say, and I want you to know, D.A., this is for you, my man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you, Mac. those heartfelt words mean a great deal to me, man. And yeah, Max just, he's one of the best dudes. He's just one of the best dudes. And he's very reflective of the amount of good quality people that listen to this show. And I saw Chris at a Buffalo tweet that listening to the show has built friends for her. And I know Mac and Bear is kind of part of a group of D'Aliens that really are close friends, and they connect with one another and hang out with one another. And that is the most rewarding part of this, to know that through this show, other people got to connect and find friends and find common ground and to find, you know, friendship, companionship, love, laughter, all that stuff. That's all that, you know, I could really ask for. So, man, all those things are right back at you, Mac and Bear. And love you too, bro. And don't worry. You know, if you ever need me, I'm on Twitter. I'm on social media. I'm just a different radio channel. That's it. I'm still around, still doing this nonsense every single day for as long as they'll let me on the air. So I won't be hard to find. Just got to pop a different channel on your dashboard. Emily's in Northern California this morning. Em, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Can I get a beam up?
Yes.
Excellent. I had to set my alarm this morning just to make sure I could get my early wake up to say thank you, how much I've enjoyed listening to the show. I normally listen via the podcast because of obviously being on the West Coast. And I hope that that same opportunity will be available at your new gig. And I hope you continue doing something along the lines of the PGP, because I've really enjoyed being able to get the little back-end insights on radio, because it's not something that's part of my normal routine otherwise. And keep up the nonsense. Keep up the fun. I can get, you know, hot takes anywhere, but what you guys bring is all just completely unique, and I love it.
Thanks, Em. Thank you very much. Yeah, this has been kind of a blueprint of mine for a long time. I've done sports radio since 2003 full-time, and I did it at a lot of different stops before I got to CBS Sports Radio, Fort Myers, Florida, Kansas City, Miami, and Boston. And the blueprint has always been, you know, you talk about sports, but you add as much nonsense in there as possible, because this is just supposed to be a place to come to have a good time. I always say if my hope every day is to make you laugh and make you think. And if I can do that, then I feel like I've had a good show. And that'll always be the way that I approach this. And I'm so glad to hear that you've enjoyed the antics, because that's my sense of humor. And it's hard to get through life, I think, without a sense of humor. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens, a lot of sad stuff that happens, a lot of tough stuff that happens. You got to laugh. So I'm glad that I can bring some of that. And yeah, all the things that you see here is what I plan to bring to the other place. I mean, I'm a one-trick pony at this point, so you know exactly what to expect. I'm sure, you know, by Wednesday I'll be eating salsa in a pepper costume. I mean, it's pretty predictable. Dragon's next up in Youngstown, Ohio. Dragon, good morning.
Good morning, DA. I just wanted to call in because I heard it yesterday. I hadn't heard it, and I was off the road. Wasn't listening for a couple of days, and I really wanted to let you know that, you know, I've tweeted you, and I've been on in your message boards and all that in the chat room, and what an honor it's been to listen to you here for the last couple of years. People don't realize how hard this business is, but you brighten people's lives up every day. You bring laughter into it. You help people. I have never met you personally, but I can tell, you know, just by the way you and Mraz talk, you're a helper. You're a listener, and you're a good friend. And I just, I want to let you know that you'll be missed, and this really is, you're a Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Fame radio host, if I've ever, I've listened to a lot of them. And DA, I just want to let you know, you're the best I've ever listened to.
Well, that means a hell of a lot, Dragon. Thank you so much for those compliments. The biggest compliment you can pay is that you feel like I'm a friend, because I feel like everybody that listens to this show is my friend. You know, from my perspective, you come in every day with a plan, takes, information, humor, and you try to reflect that into a microphone so that when it comes out of the speakers, that's how you intended it. But really, ultimately, I don't get to see anybody as I do this. I mean, I get to hopefully make Pete the Body laugh. When I get to do that, that makes my day. If I get Bogish laughing, or I get, you know, Mraz laughing, or I get Pat Boyle laughing or whatever, like, those are the things that make my day. And they know me on an intimate level. But really, I'm just talking to a microphone, and I can't even imagine what the audience is doing, especially when you do a national radio show. Somebody's listening in Boston. Somebody's listening in Texas. Somebody's listening in the mountains of Montana. Somebody's listening downtown San Francisco. So you can't even really comprehend. But I feel like anybody that likes this show must enjoy my sensibilities, which is my sense of humor or my personality or our personalities as a whole on this show. And you're kind of part of my friend group. And it sounds kind of maybe a little hokey, but I do truly believe that. And this is a part of the reason why I jumped at this new opportunity, is because the connection to Who Cares About the Show means a great deal to me. And when I get to meet them, you personally, that energizes me. Those Bob's Bar shows is the best day of my year. Really, that's the best day of my year. And when we've been at the Super Bowl and we could have a listener event, or listeners come up to Radio Row, you know, because you can kind of walk through the studios or walk through the convention center. People stop, they say, hello, I'm so-and-so from here. I listen with my dad, I listen with my daughter, etc. Those are the things that fill up my cup, to meet people and to say hello and feel like we have a bond. So the only way I could have ever left here was if somebody came to me and said, we want you to do that more for your people. That's what I needed. And I got that. And I said, well, that's a really important thing, because I care so much about who listens to this show and what we do for the audience. And so once they were committed to that, I said, this is the type of thing, this is the only type of thing, but that's the type of thing I would leave for. And so that's why I say, I hope you can come with me. If you can't, I understand. But if you can, I promise to try to over-deliver more in those ways to really have that bond, that connection with you. I'm going to take a break here because I'm late, but we will come back and continue taking phone calls. And also, we got sound check here, including a LFG on live TV. Dog. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right. right, welcome inside a Friday edition of the DA Show. Soundcheck begins with J.P. Crawford. This audio is courtesy of Root Sports. Walk-off two-run double lifting the Mariners over the Astros, putting them one game back at Houston in the wild card.
And there's a lot of celebrating that's going to happen inside. Enjoy this one.
Let's go!
Celebration taking over here. Emotions taking over here. J.P. Crawford heads inside, and we head to Brad, Adam, and Ryan Roland Smith for more reaction on this game.
All right, Jen. Well, first of all, we need to apologize for our good friend J.P. Crawford. The emotions got the best of him. We apologize for the profanity.
We don't have a seven second delay, I suppose, on Root Sports. Let's bleep and go! In journalism school, you don't ever get this as a test, but you should have to do a sideline interview and then get it tossed back to the booth after somebody drops an F-bomb. Be like, okay, now how are you going to prepare for this? This is audio courtesy of Bally Sports Florida. We've got Marlins manager Skip Shoemaker. Irate at the Mets ground crew because the Marlins took a late lead last night and then waited more than 3 hours before the game was finally suspended.
It's raining harder now.
And this is
and
the conversation
this is where
earlier.
Things got heated. And they're, again, I'm not there, but, you know, that has something to do with some manure and other things of that nature. More manure. Chat, mm-hmm. But I mean that's it. It was a wasted 20-minute window after we've been sitting here for 2.5 hours.
That's manure, and that's more manure. Here's Justin Jefferson after the Vikings 0-3 start, courtesy of the Vikings digital team.
I'm tired of people saying, you know, we're looking into next season, you know, all of the trades and stuff like that. We're focused still on this season. We have a lot more games to go, and we have a lot more things to accomplish this season. So, I mean, we're still focused in. We still have that same goal as we had before the season. And we just need to fix a few things, and I feel like we'll be back on track.
Yep, purple drapes. All my life I've wanted purple drapes.
They're toast. 0-3 is going to end up being 1-6 and 3-14. And you might as well just embrace it, Vikings, because that means you're set up for the guy that can take over for Ned Flanders' purple drapes. And finally, Deion Sanders, looking forward to this weekend. Tomorrow, number 8 USC comes to Boulder.
I know the leaders are here a lot. But I want to see how the coaches respond first. And the coaches, they have been responding. They've taken it on upon themselves as making the necessary changes, scheming a little differently. Because you got to understand they have four games of film on us right now to really predicate what we're going to do and where we are.
You can run.
You can run. This is a noon Eastern kick, which means mountain time. It's 10 a.m., which means USC's playing for themselves at 9 a.m. local.
Yeah, big noon kickoff on the East Coast. 10 a.m. start in Boulder, 9 a.m. start if you're watching at home in Pasadena. But, I mean, how do you get up for this as a player? Two, what time do you start drinking if you're in Boulder? If you're Andrew Kaplan and Jack Stern tailgating with a bottle of rum between the two of you.
Yeah, it's 7 a.m. You wake up at 6, you get out there by 7, and then 7 to 10 is when you get all lubed up, and then 10 a.m. kickoff.
I always despise the one day a year where I would do that at college, where you'd have, well, at least when I spent a year and a half at college in New Jersey, and the football team, it would be like the alumni day. It was like a Saturday in October, and you get up at 6 a.m. to start drinking. It's never fun. It's not a fun experience.
Because it's work?
Yeah. It's work to get up that early as a 18, 19-year-old, and then it's even more work to just get plastered as fast as you can at 8 in the morning.
You don't have to get plastered.
No, you do. You do, D.A. You might think you don't, but you do.
I don't know. A beer at 8 a.m. when you get the freedom to do so because it's an event, I love.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the breakfast beer. Love it.
Wow.
A mimosa, a screwdriver, all are fine. But a breakfast beer to give you that Liberty card of, yeah, it's fine to drink at 8 a.m. today because there's a game. I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's all about Bob's Bar.
Sure. Okay. Well, and I love Bob's Bar. So, okay, let me rephrase my statement then. I don't mind waking up and drinking, but it's, again, as an 18, 19-year-old, and I was on the baseball team, so we'd all get together, and by 7:45, you're getting peer pressured to funnel, to chug, to shotgun.
Wow.
And you're not going to...
That's aggressive.
Yeah, but that's the life. Aggressive. That's the life of...
That's the life we chose.
Exactly.
All right, today is the final DA show here on CBS Sports Radio, so we want to open up the phone for the listeners. I'm so glad Peter Schwartz is in for headlines because Pete was doing headlines my first night on the air here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Pete, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So good to have you here. But we're going to do quick headlines today so we can just kind of race through that, and then I can get back to the phones.
Absolutely. Okay. By the way, I just wanted to ask, did you clean out the office supply closet?
No, not yet. I'm taking all my pens and staplers, though, coming up at 10 a.m.
All right, I'll whisk through this as quickly as possible. We'll kick off with Thursday Night Football.
Fourth and goal from the one for the Lions. Goff up under center. Single back is Montgomery. Goff takes, turns, gives to Montgomery, straight up the gut, fights way in, touchdown Detroit Lions! David Montgomery powers it home, and the Lions extend their lead.
That was Dan Miller on Lions Radio. Lions improved to 3-1, beat the Packers 34-20, a game they led 27-3 at halftime. We'll skip ahead now to baseball and a celebration in Baltimore.
Off to the nation's capital next week.
1-1, two outs, bases clear, ninth inning, 2-0 O's. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, out to third base. Arias has got it. Sips, throws to first, and you can celebrate, everybody! The Orioles, in 2023, are American League East champions!
That was Jeff Arnold on Orioles Radio. Orioles win their first AL East title since 2014 as they beat the Red Sox 2-0. Manager Brandon Hyde addressing his team after the game.
Nobody gave us a chance to start this year. Nobody. That's 100 wins right there. That's 100 wins on our first step. We just won the AL East. Let's go!
Happy bunch of birds. The Orioles will be the number one seed in the American League playoffs. Also of note from last night, the Braves clinch home field throughout the playoffs. They beat the Cubs 5-3 in New York. Lots of rain in the top of the ninth. Marlins took a 2-1 lead on the Mets. Play was suspended. They'll only make it up on Monday if the game is necessary, the National League wildcard race. If they don't make it up, DA, the game reverts to a 1-0 Mets win. Ooh. If the game is not needed on Monday.
Wow.
But obviously the Marlins were not happy with the grounds,
right,
as you alluded to before.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Shorts. That's excellent. Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. My man Rob's in the 3-2-1 this morning here on the DA. Rob, good morning.
DA. One last time on CBS Sports Radio. Can I get a BMO?
Yes, sir! What's up, bro?
Oh, my brother, I will be following you across down the dial to station number 82.
Thank you, sir.
Since I do have SiriusXM. And on good accord that I have spoken with DA Show Quotes, I have given him my login, or her login. If they do decide, if they want to partake in keeping that dream alive.
That is a dream. That is a dream.
You know, people talk about the funny moments about the show. I just want to tell you one of my most memorable moments. It's not the horrible impressions that I did. It's not all the funny bits that happened. But where were you the day? I know you're in the studio, but where all of the D-Lands were when Lewis and Palmdale called your show to tell all of us that he got his kidney. He found his donor.
Yeah.
That is one of my most memorable moments of the DA show. That's one of the most serious ones.
Yeah.
But also, from the bottom of my heart, I found your show right after my cousin committed suicide in 2017. And if it wasn't for your show, man, you gave me the laughs. You gave me the tears, the busted guts. You know, you name it. You did it, and I can't wait for the new adventure. And I do have one, last impression for you, DA.
Okay.
One last question. What you gonna do, the aliens, when Hulk Hogan takes DA on the mothership all the way down to Mad Dog Radio, brother? What you
going to do when the DA show went wild on you, brother.
That's pretty good. You know, Rob, you've been holding out on us. We've had some bad impersonations. The Hulkster is one of your better ones. That was pretty good. Yeah, the Lewis and Palmdale storyline. Lewis has been such a clutch listener. I actually visited Lewis at his home in Southern California last summer when I was filling in for the Jim Rome show. And we went out. He took me out to taco trucks. And we had these amazing Mexican meals. And he slammed like 3 Mexican dinners into one night. So it's like, we're eating so much. But of course, I loved it, everything. And I was like, yes, let's just keep feeding. But Lewis is just one of those guys, one of those listeners that I feel very proud associates with this show, my show, because it's like, that's just a great guy. And Rob the 3-2-1 gets a lot of flack, and Mraz shoveled most of it, but he's a great dude. And so, and he gets the bit, and he gets the fun, and he gets the character. So that's all stuff that I'm just so thankful for. Just good people have listened to the show. I said this yesterday about the talent here at CBS Sports Radio, behind the scenes and on air. It was kind of like a can of tuna fish, and all the stray cats came. And we just brought in a bunch of really high quality, high caliber stray cats. That's the listeners of the show. That's the people that work here at CBS Sports Radio, the people that have worked on the show. I feel like I'm a stray cat. So that part of this has always been the most rewarding. Thanks, Robin the 3-2-1. Let me take a break here. We'll come back. We've got an open segment for phone calls coming up here next. We serenade the last 11 years here on CBS Sports Radio. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Guaranteed fit, you're the MVP, because when you see that green check, you'll know that part fits your vehicle. ebaymotors.com, let's ride. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. David Montgomery last night, 3 touchdowns as the Lions end up winning 34-20 at Lambeau Field, their 3rd victory on the year and their 3rd straight in Green Bay. Welcome back, DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, today I'm very excited because I get like 4 hours of listeners telling me how great the show was, which means you got to counterbalance everything in life. When you get too much negativity, you find the positivity. When it's too much positivity, you find the opposite. Where at Natural Gear on Twitter responded to the tweet about me moving to SiriusXM on Monday. Not interested. The show peaked in 2020 when Mraz ate his dog's chocolate chip turd. Which, he makes a decent point when you think about
that
it.
That was not in 2020.
Maybe we did peak when Mraz ate his dog's fecal matter. When you think about it, where do you go but down from there? I mean, imagine listening to the last 3 years of the show, 3.5 years, whenever that happened, be like, you know, the show's not bad, but it'll never be the same type of quality that we saw when Mraz ate a turd. You know that? Everything else falls short. I don't know. I just feel like it peaked when Mraz ingested his dog's poop. Again, not wrong. Upside Down Mike is in New York this morning on the show. Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, DA. Can I get a beam up? Listen, so happy for you. You know, you've had 11 years here, but you're going over to SiriusXM, Channel 82, the Great 82. You know that I'm already going to be there. You already know. But so happy that you're moving. I'm sad that you're leaving Bogey and PD behind. You know, I miss interacting with them as much as I will with Mraz on the show. But I'm happy that you're going over there with the new co-host that I know and love very much.
That's awesome, man. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your friendship over the years. I mean, upside down Mike let me crash at his place after a Bob's Bar or a block party. No, it was a block party, I think. And I ended up brushing my teeth with a toothbrush that his wife had for guests. And this is the type of show this is.
I feel alive! Ah, ah, ah.
Upside down Mike just said, yeah, DA can crash at our place in the guest bed. I woke up the next morning and I was like, ooh. My wife is like, where are you staying? Upside down Mike's. Who?
Oh, real good time.
What time are you coming home? I'll be right there. Did you take a shower? No. Did you brush your teeth? Yeah, upside down Mike's wife has one for me. Okay. Try not to embarrass us as a family. Will do, honey. See you in a little bit. I believe that was a block party. And who is at the center of every block party in West Babylon? It is the Morash household. And they have welcomed me in many times over the years. I've been there how many block parties, how many Bob's Bars. And so, you know, they're my family too. And Nancy knitted a blanket for AJ when AJ was born. And it is, and I can tell you this, his favorite blanket in the bassinet. It's so comfortable. It's made with love. We love it as well. And I think Nancy and Bob are on the phone right now. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really good. A little sad to see the show go, but so happy for you and best wishes on your next adventure.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Nancy.
It's going to be a ride like this almost.
Thank you. Yeah, it was... it was an amazing 11 years, and you guys opening up your home to the listeners, I know I speak for all the listeners, just meant so much because that's the type of people you guys are. I mean, you guys are hosts, have a big heart, and you want to just have everybody have a good time. So we appreciate that so much.
Yes, it's all about the fun and the laughter, and you've brought that to so many people over the years.
Now, Nance, thank you for saying that. Are you on Twitch creating trouble on there? Are you in the chat rooms?
Occasionally. I only have one day where I created trouble. Otherwise, your Twitch fans are phenomenal people. Phenomenal.
Now, did you hear Sean say that he created the idea of having a annual party at Bob's Bar just on maybe a Saturday so that none of us are working? We can invite all the listeners there, and instead of it being on the radio, we'll just do a YouTube show?
Oh, that would be wonderful, as long as it doesn't get leaked to Twitter.
Yeah, those heathens on Twitter are a problem these days for your son.
Oh, my goodness, what crazy people. New York fans are just crazy. Crazy.
Are we allowed to tell Knockout Neil about a party at Bob's Bar if we have another one?
Well, he did send us his penance. He may just have to drink water the whole day.
yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Well, we love you guys, all of you. This is certainly not a goodbye. I'm sure I'll see you guys at the next block party or the
next. Absolutely. It can't be a goodbye. But best of luck in your new adventure. It's going to be great. And I'll listen on Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Love you, DA.
Love you, guys. Thank you. Love you. Yep. Yeah, look, Mraz and I ended up becoming like best friends. I mean, I really consider Mraz one of my closest friends. And that's what happens when you work with somebody for 11 years and then you meet their family and you meet the people that are close to them and you meet their friends and you become part of their circle. And, you know, Mraz is such a good foil because he has such a good sense of humor and because he doesn't take himself seriously. But also, what was underneath all of the zaniness and the fat jokes and all that was Mraz's heart is second to none. His heart is just, he's got the biggest heart out there. And it comes from, look, where does it come from? Nancy and Bob. I mean, they just open up their doors to complete strangers. We say on the radio to everybody in America, yeah, come visit. Yeah, come join. We're going to have a big party. They're like, yeah, let's do it at our house. And that is a special, special, special family, special parents and special dudes. So that said a lot. And those are just the things that I lucked into. I mean, what are the odds that my producer has parents that are that great and say, yeah, let's throw the party at our house. I mean, you just, you know, that's why I said yesterday, I honestly do feel every day like I won the lottery, because I know how hard the road was for my grandparents. And I know the road that was for my parents. And I know what the road is for a lot of people out there, where days are tough and jobs are tough and decisions are tough. And if, you know, I got to do the scratch-off ticket and it was a winner, well, the only thing I can do is spread joy and love, because that's how I feel every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.